When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Another international match, another 90 minutes closer to the all-time world record goal-scoring drought for the Republic of Ireland. It was our friends in Northern Ireland who set the magical mark of 1,298 minutes without a goal in the early part of this century.
At last, the famine is over.
We are now more than halfway there. And if you want to look on the bright side, by the time we finally do get around to scoring a goal, there may even be crowds inside the stadium to see it happen at this stage. Hi, Murph.
Hey, I mean, what's the point of giving up now? I mean, we've put in the hard work. We might as well go for gold now.
You know? Strange things have been happening on the World Service this week when, you know, we've been put into a situation here where we really do need to keep covering our national team, but they keep delivering us not a huge amount to talk about. So things do start getting a little weird, I must say.
Which member of the Irish soccer team would you eat first, kid, if you were on that ship?
I mean, a lot of eyes have just turned greedily towards Shane Duffy. I mean, look, the fact is, there's a lot of eating on the lad. You know what I mean? If you take each life as being equal, each life is equal, yes, but each body is not equal, Aiden. So I'm saying it, there's a certain natural justice.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain natural justice.
So the captain should go down with his ship, as they say. He should be yeah. he should be the first
he,
in line.
He should lead by example.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd
yeah.
be delighted to do so.
Have at it, lads. Maybe not a word he's got into this body.
We could try eating part of you and seeing
if you still survive. Have a nibble at me leg there for a couple of weeks.
I'd like to add, if you and Ken were already on Duffy there, I'd have a little nibble at Kevin Long. Basically, in any scenario where cannibalism is on the agenda, the centre halves are going to be looking around nervously. Nobody's taking a chunk out of Jason Knight or Josh Cullen.
Yeah.
Jack Byrne.
We've got a lot of very small central midfielders.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't be in the running at all.
There's no eating in them.
No. Like, you can kind of imagine Jason Knight just being the last man standing, in fact. That, you know, in a sort of cannibalism. See, we're talking about cannibalism again in the absence of... Anyway.
No, there is no context. I haven't even given our non-members context. I'm just saying, the only context they need is to know that our minds are getting scrambled by this lack of goals by the Iron team, and we're talking about mad stuff.
So. Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to hear one more minute about international football this week. That's okay. I hear what you're saying. I hear you. So how about this? If you're into your hurling championship, we unveiled a new pundit on Wednesday. Jamie Wall, who was a hugely popular guest on our Game That Changed My Life slot a while back, was on talking about all sorts of stuff, including how to stop Clare's Tony Kelly, who has now scored one goal and 45 points in three championship games.
I think, first of all, you have to take a certain amount of it on the chin. Like, you have to write off kind of, look, he's going to score two or three scores that you can do nothing about. That's fine. But anyone who watches the Clare Club Championship in the last couple of years will have seen the way Tony Kelly plays. And I've spoken about this before, where on a puck out, generally speaking, he has no interest in what's going on around the breaking ball. He runs beyond the puck out two or three times. And if you look at the Wexford game, for the goal, he runs beyond the puck out. He has no interest in the first ball. He knows, if this breaks my way, I'm gone. Matthew O'Hanlon is marking him and watching for a break that might go his way or the other way. Tony Kelly's just gone. He gets another score where I think it's Paddy Fitzpatrick goes up for a ball. Again, no interest in the first ball. ball breaks, he's gone ahead of the break every time. Like, these are they're like his trademark score. Do you know, like, Owen Kelly had the kind of over the shoulder trademark score. The Tony Kelly trademark score is puck out comes and he runs beyond the break. To my mind, if you're marking Tony Kelly, you have to be utterly selfless in how you play the game. You have to forget about trying to play hurling, for want of a better word. You have to forget about trying to read the breaks, and you have to be, at the very least, try to be there with him. You have to follow on that break, knowing that he's not looking for to see will the ball break right, left, or in front. He's running beyond that break every single time. And it really frustrates me when I'm watching it from a management point of view. And it was something I was very surprised with Wexford at the weekend.
Murph, I should have said before that you did tee him up by saying you'd done your scouting report for Waterford for this weekend and they just need to stop Tony Kelly.
Mm.
Jamie took that and added a number of flourishes there, and even more detail that we don't have time to play here.
Yeah, I added the what they had to do, and he added the how. You know, yeah. That's what makes it such a killer punditry team, Jamie and I.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not all about hurling. It's not all about hurling and cannibalism on the World Service this week. There's also daily episodes of Isolating with David O'Doherty. Well, cannibalism has probably featured, has it? Cannibalism is one of the... No, maybe it hasn't featured.
No, I don't think it might.
Yeah. If it was going to feature, it probably would have been when he was on Ackle, let's be honest.
All right. It's a bit much, isn't it?
More likely. Well, no, it was more, you know.
What are the respective crime rates in Dublin?
Nah, it's more like you're... It's not so much crime rates.
Oh, it's a famine gag. Oh, that's real nice. That's real classy, McGavin.
At last, the famine is
over. Well, when are you going to be hungry enough to eat? So another human being. There's going to be a shortage of food.
Sometimes you want to just mix it up, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, lasagna again. Oh. You know?
I'll just have a bite out of Shane Long. Shane Long, no, Shane Long maybe. Shane Duffy, of course, is the one we're all gathering around, eyeing up. It's the usual stuff with David O'Doherty these days anyway, recovering from his stabbing by a bottle of Mexican limeade.
I guess stabbed is the only word that I've seen.
William Bly references.
Mr. Fryer, come back here. Mr. Fryer, sir, come back here.
Crisscross memories, yeah. Crisscross, come back here. Even more crisscross memories.
It's wiggin'
in time for Mayhem Friday. It was Mayhem Friday last week, because that was when he got stabbed by the bottle. So who knows what's in store this Mayhem Friday. Also tomorrow, Shane Horgan and Duncan Casey will be talking about Ireland's trip to Twickenham. It's all yours. €5 a month plus VAT. You can sign up in Euro, Sterling or US dollars, depending whereabouts you live. And you can do all that on secondcaptains.com. And it doesn't take long. And I think I can hear Murph's dog starting to bark, which often happens on these recordings. But maybe you're not hearing that because our editing team is so skillful. This is the unsung heroes, Murph, of the Second Captain's group.
The Heron Vuk. I don't know why Pickles decided...
You're Killians, you're Simons.
It's the postman. I'm sorry.
It's the postman.
Pickles, come on.
He is barking.
Come on, we're recording here, buddy.
We'll keep going. I mean, this is a peek in that members don't usually get, Murph. Usually we'll just stop recording at this point or you'll step away. But I feel we need to highlight the skill that our production team put into drowning out the noise of Pickles. I don't know how they do it, but they seem to manage to do it. Thanks, Murph. We'll wrap up there. We don't need to hear any more from Pickles. Thanks, Pickles.
Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Pickles.
Can Pickles bark now on demand?
Pickles? Sorry.
Thanks, Murph.
We want you, Shane.
Who's everyone's match-winning hero tonight?
Shane Duffy. Two goals.
Two goals, Salvo.
Two goals and a tragic red card that rules him out of the group stage of the World Cup.
Team players there into the danger zone. Chance, maybe, yes! Shane Duffy again!
You go home to your mother and your father and grow up to be strong.
Determination etched all over that as he stretched for it to put it home. And Ireland lead 1-0. And now we've 85 minutes to sit at the edge of our seats. This happened before and we know what can happen. Now it's up to them.
Oh, we're getting ready for Russia. Good luck.
What storm is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuaded of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.